Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. First of all, are you registered? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Yes, you are? Okay. I see that you have previously started this survey and I would like to get your help and get this finished. To continue with the survey, I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means that it's a very cold and unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm and favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please just say so. Have you ever heard of Shavonda Sumter?
Shavonda?
Shavonda Sumter, yes.
No, no.
Okay, you don't know her? You have not heard of her?
Never, no.
Okay, what about Andre Saja?
No, either.
Okay. Thank you. What about Andy Kim?
No.
Okay. What about Bill Pascrell?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay. What is your feeling? How would you rate him from 0 to 100? Remember, 0 means that you do have a very cold and unfavorable feeling. 100 means that you feel very favorable and warm. And 50, it means that you are neutral.
How am I going to, I don't know those names. What opinion I can
Do you know about Bill Pascrell?
Yeah, yeah.
What number would you give to him?
90.
90. Okay, thank you. What about Tommy Murphy? Have you heard of Tommy Murphy?
What is the governor?
Tommy Murphy?
I don't know.
You don't know her?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's okay. Let's move on. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as a member of the Congress? Would you approve?
I approve.
Okay. Would you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly. Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you. Would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year? Or would you prefer to see someone new to get the Democratic nomination for the Congress? Would you like to continue to see Bill Pascrell?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. And if the Democratic Party election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tommy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Not Paul Menendez, no.
Okay, so you will not vote for Bob Menendez?
No, I will not.
Okay, what about Andy Kim or Tommy Murphy?
I don't know them.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Well, if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Tommy Murphy, Bob Menendez, or Andy Kim?
Murphy, I will say.
Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic Party election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andrew Sajid, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. And if the Democratic Party election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andrew Sargent and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely, or not at all likely to support the candidate for Congress. The first statement I got says, Andrew Sargent has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Syed has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Does that information make you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support the candidate for Congress?
I support that, yeah.
Okay,
Would
you say much more likely, somewhat, a little more?
Most likely, yeah.
Much more likely, thank you.
Yeah.
Bill Pascrell is a New Jersey progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices of protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. And he has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American workers. Does that information make you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Most likely, yeah.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. Shavonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and a staunch advocate for job growth, women health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Does that information makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Most likely.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. After hearing that information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andrew Sargent, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. Thank you. Alrighty. Okay, now I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first statement says, with Andrew Sargent as mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Sargent's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department. Does that information, if accurate, make you more less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support the candidate for Congress?
Less likely.
All right. Will that be a little less likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Next statement. Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Would you say this statement makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support this candidate for Congress?
Less likely.
Much, somewhat,
much.
Or a little much. Okay, thank you.
Much.
Thank you. Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have a new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Does this statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support the candidate for Congress?
A little more likely.
Yeah. Okay, a little less likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and called for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Does this statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support this candidate for Congress?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. We're almost done here. After hearing that information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andrew Syed, for whom would you vote?
Pascrell.
Thank you. Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andrew Syed and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
All right, Pascrell.
Thank you. Alrighty, the following questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking in politician terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Okay, would that be very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal, yeah.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
You know, I am an immigrant, and I never attended a school in the United States. They're coming over here. I was 20 years old.
Oh, okay. So what was the last year of schooling that you have completed back in your country? Did you graduate from high school? Or do you have less than high? You graduated from high school? Do you have any college? Or just high school?
No, just high school in Spain.
Thank you. What is your religious background?
Catholic.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be an Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
I don't understand this.
Do you consider to be a part of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
I am Spanish. I can't understand.
Okay. Thank you.
So,
and finally, strictly for a verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Jose.
Thank you. Jose, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.